Scientists have been pretty sure autism must start very early, possibly even at conception. The latest studies confirm there are a discouragingly large number of gene mutations that can cause it. Imagine a room with 400 to 1,000 light switches. If any one or two of those gets switched on, you've got autism. The good news is scientists are getting closer to knowing where each of those genetic switches are, and that could be useful to parents. Evan Eichler, a geneticist at the University of Washington, says parents tell him they often get frustrated talking to other families with autism, but that changes if they get matched with just the right group, all with the same mutation.
They said, you know, my child was never like those other children. Johnny was totally different. And now that we're a part of this group, we understand that there's a lot of people that have, you know, similar kind of problems that Johnny has. And we're working on figuring out some real-life solutions to this. That just has to do with day-to-day living.
Eichler's team used the sheer muscle of powerful computers to look for those rare genes. They looked at 209 children with autism, plus their parents and siblings, and then scanned the entire genomes from everyone, looking for mutations. They found a big variety. But Eichler says it's a manageable number that opens the door to a future where parents could use a genetic test to see if their child has autism and what type. The study also supports the theory that many autism cases start with a father's mutated sperm, and the chances of that happening go up as the father gets older, which is just a fact of aging. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.